Champions aren't forged during race season. They're built right here, in the off-season. Listen closely, because how you handle these next few months will dictate your entire year. Strategic rest and purposeful rebuilding are absolutely essential for long-term triathlon success. If you ignore this phase, you're looking at burnout, performance plateaus, and severely diminished returns. The off-season isn't a time to stop training entirely. It's a time to shift your focus. We're moving toward recovery, foundation building, and targeted improvement. Let's talk strategic recovery and mental detachment. Complete deconditioning is actually necessary for long-term progress. Most coaches recommend a two-phase break, 2 weeks of active recovery, followed by 2 weeks of minimal activity. Pushing through fatigue only ignores the clear warning signs of overtraining. You're looking at declining motivation, persistent fatigue that lasts over 24 hours, performance plateaus, and mood changes. Functional overreaching takes 7 to 14 days to recover from. Non-functional overreaching. That demands 2 to 4 weeks. Ignoring these signals risks full-blown overtraining syndrome, which can take months or even years to resolve. So mentally, you need to detach. Step away from structured training. Step away from sport-focused social media. Return to the pool, the bike, and the road only when that genuine motivation comes back. Use mindfulness. Pick up a completely unrelated hobby. Regenerate that passion. Once you're recovered, we shift into purposeful rebuilding. This is where strength, mobility, and planning take center stage. Create your training plan by counting backward from your target, a race. Prioritize steady-state aerobic workouts to maintain that cardiovascular base, mixed in with short, sharp efforts to drive efficiency. Progression must be gradual. Build in recovery periods so you aren't starting from scratch when race season actually begins. And remember, strength training becomes your essential fourth discipline. Dedicate 12 to 16 weeks to consistent strength work before you transition to maintenance during the competitive season. Focus on compound movements. Squats, deadlifts, lunges. These build core strength and correct those seasonal imbalances. A critical rule, always perform strength training when you're fresh. Never after a long endurance session. Now, mobility and flexibility work must be sport-specific. Pay attention here. Swimming requires dedicated shoulder and upper back mobility. Cycling demands hip mobility and posture correction. Running benefits directly from ankle flexibility and hip rotation. Targeted mobility improves your range of motion, drastically reduces injury risk, and enhances your technique across all three disciplines. This brings us to cross-training and technique refinement. The off-season is the ideal time to break your routine and prevent mental fatigue. Cross-training builds complementary fitness while keeping your motivation high. Mountain biking improves pedal stroke efficiency and coordination. Cross-country skiing delivers exceptional cardiovascular benefits and builds lateral stability. Hiking builds low-impact endurance, while racket sports sharpen your mental alertness under pressure. Indoor climbing strengthens the core, arms, and shoulders, which directly translates to a stronger swim. Introduce these new activities gradually, because fitness doesn't always transfer directly. Without the pressure of race day, focus on fixing technique flaws. Refine your swimming form through master's groups or one-on-one coaching. Schedule a professional bike fit and practice your handling skills. Adjust your running cadence and form. Small technical improvements made now will yield significant performance gains later. Now let's talk nutrition, hydration, and reflection. Your nutritional needs shift dramatically with reduced training volume. Lower your carbohydrate intake to 3 to 5 grams per kilogram of body weight daily. That's a drop from the 8 to 12 grams you might need during peak training. Maintain protein intake at 1.4 to 2 grams per kilogram daily to support muscle protein synthesis and keep hunger in check. Begin each day with at least 30 grams of protein. Include protein at every single meal and post-workout. Focus on whole foods, vegetables, leafy greens, lean proteins. A minor weight gain is completely normal and healthy. Remember, racing weight is not sustainable year-round. Cold weather creates unique hydration challenges. Your thirst response is blunted in winter, yet fluid loss remains high due to rapid sweat evaporation and increased respiratory water loss, which can reach up to 23.7 ounces per hour. Maintain a baseline of 16 to 20 ounces of fluid per hour. Use timer-based reminders. Warm hydration options like hot tea or insulated bottles can improve compliance. Use this off-season to objectively review your past performances. Analyze your race execution, fueling strategies, and pace-to-heart rate ratios to identify dehydration or pacing issues. Lactate threshold testing can provide precise insights into your endurance levels and optimal training intensities. This reflection transforms hindsight into a strategic roadmap for the upcoming season. Let's lock in the critical takeaways. Take a complete 2 to 4 week break to fully recover before rebuilding. Dedicate 12 to 16 weeks to targeted strength training and sport-specific mobility work. Experiment with cross-training activities to prevent mental burnout and build complementary fitness. Adjust your nutrition by reducing carbohydrates to 3 to 5 grams per kilogram daily, while maintaining protein at 1.4 to 2 grams per kilogram. Hydrate proactively in cold weather using timer-based reminders, aiming for 16 to 20 ounces per hour. Reflect on past races to identify weaknesses, then build a structured plan counting backward from your primary target race. The off-season is your foundation-building phase. How you manage rest, recovery, and targeted preparation directly determines your performance ceiling for the upcoming racing year. Train smart. Recover hard. I'll see you at the start line.